It is so good to have you all with us on the program that I really enjoy bringing to you each week, where we really do try to bring you information you can use, speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And, of course, one of the things that we do is bring you to feature motivational moments. And here to help us with that today is someone you all have heard speak with me before. It was a while back, Miss Crystal Smith. Hello, and how are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Good to have you back. It's been a minute.
Yes, I believe it was in May that I was
That sounds
here.
About right. Yeah, yeah. And life's been going well since then.
Yes, life is going great. You know how life is. You have ups and downs, but yes. Through it all, God is faithful.
And that's the key. God is faithful. And, you know, I can tell from what you just shared with us, that little bit you just shared, that you've really tapped into how faithful God is being when he sustains us. You know, so often we want God to bring the change, now. And if he does that, we say he's faithful. And we don't realize he's also faithful when he's helping us stay alive and go through whatever it is we're going through. Because he could just let us be eaten alive by it.
That's right. And the key word that you said is sustain. So, like, when you asked me how I was doing, a lot of people ask people all the time, how are you? And everybody says, I'm good. And the reason that I can say I'm good is not because everything is perfect in my life, but because I know that no matter what I'm going through, God will bring me out. And life is made of peaks and valleys. So there's always value in the valley.
Yeah.
Even if you're going through a dry season, every moment of your life will not be glamorous, but God is good.
But God is good. That's right. Glamour or no glamour, God is good.
Yes.
That's so true. Well, you know, I wanted the listening community to learn more about Crystal Smith. Of course, those who heard us speak in May, some of this will be a refresher for them, but I'm certain that there's some people who missed our conversation in May, and they'll be hearing you introduce yourselves through this program for the first time. So if you would, just share with the listening community, the speaking with community, more about Crystal Smith. But I would rather you not start where you are now. Okay. I don't even want you to start where you were 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Give us a little idea of what childhood was like for Crystal Smith.
Well, I grew up here in Augusta, Georgia. I started in Richmond County at C.T. Walker. And then my family moved to Columbia County, and then we moved back to Richmond County. So I've experienced living in Columbia County as well as Richmond County. I went to all three of the magnet schools. I went to C.T. Walker, Davidson, and A.R. Johnson. And my mother just always wanted to keep me active. I believe that as a parent, God shows you things in your child that you need to cultivate. You may see that your child is really good at math, or that your child likes to sing, or that your child is good in sports. But I believe God reveals to every parent things in their child that they need to begin to cultivate. So my mother, at a very early age, she had me very involved in different things like ballet, modeling, dance. I was always very active, and I didn't know at the time that everything that I was involved in was really shaping me for my destiny. So as I look back, I was always involved in something dealing with the microphone or a stage, always, from the time that I was 5 years old. And I was just involved in the J.B. White, if anybody remembers J.B. White. I was on the J.B. White fashion board. I was always on stage. And my first job was at Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
1995, I was 16. And I was a party hostess, so even then I had to dance with Chucky and perform. So now at the stage that I'm in now in ministry and in my occupation, I'm always up front. I'm always, because I believe that some people are called to be up front and some people are called to work behind the scenes. Yeah. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. And some of us are behind the scenes in different seasons of our life, and we have to step up in different times. Mm-hmm. So growing up, I was always, like I said, I was at Davidson Fine Arts, so I was always doing things on the stage, which really shaped who I am now. But I believe that my mother just saw things in me, and it was important to her that I always remain active. Mm. So it was always important for me to remain active and busy. And so, yeah.
So you spent some time early on the stage. Was that easy for you? It just a natural, or did you find yourself initially the nerves bothering you? You had to kind of grow into it.
It was natural. It just was natural. Looking back, I don't ever remember being nervous. Now, I will say that when I went to school to get my master's degree, we had to speak in front of our class. And that was the first time that I actually really spoke in front of people, where I had to create a presentation and speak. Now, when I did that, I was very nervous. When I had to speak in front of people and by myself, because in the past I would sing or I would dance or model or whatever. But to speak in front of my class, I was shaking. I was so nervous. I was, but at the time I didn't realize that was preparing me also, because now I can literally stand up in front of 1,000 people without any fear or nervousness, but I had to grow to that point.
I hear you. Because especially in a classroom setting, was it a situation wherein you all had criteria that you had to meet?
Yes.
And your classmates, your colleagues, had the same criteria you had. Mm-hmm. They knew mm-hmm. what you were supposed to be doing.
Right.
They knew she's supposed to do this, she's supposed to do that, she's supposed to do it. So it's not just a matter of listening, mm-hmm. but they're also listening to see if you hit everything you're
yes.
supposed to hit.
And I remember my topic was diabetes. Mm. So I had to speak about some of the differences between type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. I was in my first semester in my master's program okay. for kinesiology. And I just felt as though everyone else was smarter than me. I felt like everyone was smarter than me. I felt like I was not adequate. And I think many times when God pushes us to step out and do new things, we do feel inadequate. We do feel that we're less than others who've been doing it for longer, or we may feel insecure. But I just want to encourage anybody who's listening, step out and do it, because the more you do it, the better you'll get at it.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you hear from time to time people say they've been speaking for years
and they still get nervous.
Yeah.
That's true. And even though I'm not nervous now, that doesn't mean that I've arrived, because I know that I have not arrived. I don't think you ever get to a point where you arrive.
Right.
Some of the most talented and gifted people will tell you that they have a long way to go.
Yeah. And so part of the point that we're sharing with you all, ladies and gentlemen, is that you shouldn't put too much stock in nerves. If you have nervous experience, you're getting ready to speak, don't put too much stock in that, because for some people, maybe the first two or three times, nervousness, and then after that, almost on cruise control, they're fine. The nervousness just isn't there anymore. Whereas with some others, like we said, there are people who have been mm-hmm. speaking in whatever capacity for years, 10, 12, 15 years, and will tell you that when they first get up, they still experience some nervousness. Find out what's your experience going to be. But know this, nerves or no nerves, we get through it, huh?
And I heard someone say once that courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is when you feel fear, but you still step out
yes,
and do
indeed.
It anyway.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I just want to encourage anybody, don't ever let fear stop you. It's so funny. This morning, my mother asked me to change a light bulb for her. And I don't know if you're familiar with on the ceiling, Some of the fancier light bulbs, they have like a dome around it. And I was afraid because it was a lot of black stuff in it, and I thought it was a whole bunch of bugs in it. And so I was afraid. I said, no, if I open it, all the bugs are going to fall on me. And she said, just do it. I can't climb up on the ladder. You're young. Just do it. So I was afraid because I didn't want all of the bugs to fall on me. But I went up there anyway, and I untwisted it, and I took the dome down. And when I looked in the dome, it was just dust. It wasn't bugs. It was just dust. And God really spoke to me. He said, a lot of the things that you're afraid of don't even exist. Mm. So many times we're afraid that people are going to talk about us, and they're not. Mm. They're not. I mean, of course, people may, but the people that you're afraid of, they have their own lives. You know, they have their own things going on. Yes. So we can't allow fear of the unknown to stop us from stepping out.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Who knows what we'll miss out on if we let that fear stop us. Well, when we come back, there's something I'd like for you to talk about. In fact, if we could, let's chat about it, at least start it now. You mentioned this, and this is something that has fascinated me for years, kinesiology. Tell us what that's about.
Well, kinesiology is the study of human movement, and there is a broad range of areas that you can actually go into with kinesiology. You can go into cardiac rehab. You can go into health and fitness, corporate wellness, kinesthetics. You can look at biomechanics. There's so many different areas. Me, I have mainly worked in the areas of cardiac rehab, which is very interesting to me because the heart is related to the muscular system and the respiratory system. They all work together. The digestive system all works with the cardiovascular system. So I've been working in this field since 2001. And it's been very rewarding. There are no limits. I have done things ranging from working at the YMCA to working at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. You would be surprised how creative you can be in this field. Things that I didn't even think of. I've worked on research studies with gynecology, really? Looking at the effects of exercise and nutrition on postpartum women. That was a very interesting study because the subjects were women who had just had a baby, 6 months old or less, and we gave them a gym membership for 1 year, and I taught nutrition class, and I had a registered dietitian to help teach nutrition class for 1 year, and we had them to take a postpartum depression test at the beginning, and then take that depression test again at the end of that 1 year to see if the exercise and the nutrition helped to improve their depression scores. So there's so many areas that you can really work in with.
Okay, you can't leave us hanging though. What did you find?
Well, the study was done in Thompson, Georgia.
Okay.
And we looked at women in low income in rural settings. So one thing that I found, even though a lot of times we like to talk about the results, it was difficult because the retention rate was not well, which to me is still good data because it shows that people don't stay consistent. So we had a lot of girls that started but may have done it for 3 months and then dropped out and then came back in. So with the subjects that we had, there was an improvement. Okay. There was. But what I saw, the main thing that I learned from it was that when it comes to exercise, when it comes to eating healthy, it takes commitment.
Yes.
And that's what people do not want to do. Everyone wants a quick fix, a pill that they can take to just fix everything, because that's how our society is. Mm-hmm. Our society is a microwave society.
Yes.
And now with the internet, you can just click on, you don't even have to go shopping. You can just order online. So it's not, it doesn't work like that with your health and with weight loss and with fitness. You have to do the work. And that's what people don't want to hear. But working in the field of kinesiology has been very rewarding for me from the past 17 years.
And you have your master's degree in kinesiology, right?
Yes, master and bachelor.
And bachelor's. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, is Miss Crystal Smith. I tell you what, she is really, I'll be honest with you, she's already inspiring me. And we're just a few minutes into the conversation. I hope the same is for you. Do me a favor. Go ahead and send out your text messages, however you want to do it. Let some of your close friends, family members know that Crystal Smith is with me on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. 1550 AM The Voice. She and I will be right back as she continues to inspire, motivate, encourage, and enlighten. We'll be right back.